This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah! Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I want you, I need you, I want you to be my tonight. You need me, tease me.
Look, you have to understand, the whole thing in the South, the KKK, all of them, you have to study history, was probably 80% or so of the South were poor farmers when the colonies were basically set up. And a lot of them came in as indentured servants. You'd serve a 5, 7, 8, or 10-year term, and you could basically be locked up in prison for life if you tried to ever break that contract. And it was one step above full-bore slavery. It was a term of servitude, or basically what the Bible would call like a bond slave. Okay? And then the sharecroppers were always basically competing with the plantations. And there was all sorts of friction between that. And then once slavery began to decline and end because of Western expansion, and also because the British had declared it outlawed worldwide and were attacking anybody that was involved in it. And I'm kind of getting into a history lesson here because I was just joined us last hour, documenting how Hillary Clinton's claims that Trump's connected to the KKK is beyond balderdash when she has all these real connections. But it was a political system to control poor white people and then to organize them into groups that could basically be controlled. And the KKK acted in most areas of the South as a gang, really a boss hog good old boys that would run around and go after whoever they wanted. And sometimes they would side with a different town or different area on one issue, and other times they wouldn't. It was all just basically organized crime is what it turned into. It did not start as that. It started as basically vigilante groups during Reconstruction in the South that was very oppressive and just incredible atrocities. And that was just one group or organization that developed to resist it. But by the time Reconstruction ended, the defense group that was involved in defenses of northern looting that was epic. And that's what armies do. It went on for a decade. There were battles in capitals. The Texas Capitol repeatedly had northern governors that were installed, thrown out. There were cannons firing down Congress. I mean, just miles from where I sit, there were huge wars. None of that's in movies. None of that's imagine those would be amazing movies. But you're not allowed to really see the complexity and the flavor of history and really how the more we change, the more we stay the same. And people just act like people. But see, they dumb all of that down, ladies and gentlemen. And Hillary just sits there and says, oh, Donald Trump's with the KKK with no proof, and then edits some video together. And the media is now asking him to disavow it again. He's done it hundreds of times, and they say, you will not disavow. And now, of course, it turned out they were cutting his audio on and off. He's saying, what? White supremacists? I don't know. That's what Trump does when something blips. You see him, or he won't even say, excuse me, or I didn't hear that. He'll just give some non sequitur, just kind of filler. I mean, I've really learned a lot about Trump. And I've had mainstream media do that to me, too, where I'm on satellite, and they're turning my audio down where I can't hear what they're saying to make me sound stupid and make it sound like one of their favorite things. They do this to a lot of people. They'll say, and see, the public wouldn't know this because they hadn't been on satellite TV hundreds of times being interviewed. The media will do things like, so who was the Secretary of State at that time? Who's a historian? Or, and what is the name of that bill? They'll fade your audio down. I mean, CNN and MSNBC are crooked, folks. And then you'll go, excuse me, excuse me. They'll go, oh, you don't know, oh. I mean, they play these incredible dirty tricks, and people have to be aware. The bad guys, the corrupt power structure, is against Trump. Now, Trump is a gamble, but voting for them is no gamble at all. It's a sure loser.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, they're back at it with 74 days left. They are running national TV ads. We aired it last hour saying that Donald Trump is with the KKK and that he's going to bring the KKK in to take over the government. And then for proof, they cut to Stephen Bannon of Breitbart, an investment banker who is about as radical on immigration as Hillary Clinton was in 2008. I mean, we have a bunch of clips. I only played some of them last hour because we ran out of time. Where in 2008, running against Obama, she said, build a border, build a fence, build a wall. We played three clips of that of other times she said it in the last hour. By the way, Mexico has a wall, and Mexico has a fence, and they give you 6 months to 1 year hard labor if you're caught. And by the way, they have to, I'm not defending the fact that they torture people. That was in the one in Guardian, too. Oh, yeah, they torture people that hire immigrants, all of these trendy kids, college students and others try to move to Mexico and slack. It's in the news that they get him, they throw him in jail, and they tell him, you call your mommy and you call your daddy, and they bail you out for $20,000. In fact, the Mexican cops on record will sit there and see how much money your family's got. Maybe you're going to spend a couple years, but that's not racist. It actually kind of really isn't. They don't care who you are. White, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. They are going to shake you down in many of those areas. But that's okay, though. That's okay. We're the only country, except for areas in Europe, where they say, come in and everything's free. And let me get George Soros emails that have just been leaked the last 3 weeks, finally starting to hit the news, the mainstream news, saying we're bringing in all these immigrants to create an underclass and control them and then use them to politically change the map. They are slave masters that want to manage a permanent underclass. They are cold-blooded racist. And then he goes on to admit, we're going to collapse everything. This is just the beginning. And even the Jerusalem Post said he's a megalomaniac showing chaos globally who thinks he's the Messiah. Because you can go look it up. George Soros says, I have to keep it secret, but I thought I was the Messiah since I was a young man. That's like Rupert Murdoch has made bizarre statements, but nothing like that. Or Ted Turner has said that, again, he wants to go to heaven and punch God in the nose. I mean, these people think they're God. Ray Kurzweil said, I don't believe in God yet. I'm going to become God. Oh, yeah, right. And I'm not even attacking Ray Kurzweil, but I wouldn't get on a ship he was captaining. Not even God could sink this ship, is what the press said on the Titanic's maiden voyage. I mean, I've learned, folks, you don't tempt fate. And shooting your mouth off, Hillary going around going, I came, I saw, Gaddafi died. Real people that kill folks don't ever talk like that or act like they're very superstitious about it. Because they've learned some guy brags how tough he is and how good he is at killing people. He gets his head blown off that day. You don't do it. These people are unlucky. And that's the thing. Hillary won't even show up now to press conferences in 260-plus days and now calls phone calls to the media, a press conference, or having a few reporters that are lapdogs into her house. There's that whole controversy we're going to cover this hour with Mr. Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com. But now they're saying he is the KKK. Paul Watson's article is great. It just went up, but it's not even strong enough in the headline. It's Hillary slams KKK Trump, but her friend and mentor was KKK member Robert Byrd. He wasn't a member. He was the Grand Dragon. And then you can go look it up on his own bio. He became the head of the KKK nationwide. What's the stupid name? Like Supreme Dragon or Hobgoblin, the Claverners of the Snoopy Dolls? Can we look up what the head of the KKK is called? I mean, I've looked it up before. I know he was the head of it. The head of the KKK, Kissinger. Imagine if we had photos of Trump holding hands with Donald Trump. We had Donald Trump holding hands with, what's his name, David Duke. I mean, we had pictures of Donald Trump holding hands with Donald Trump. We had pictures of David Duke holding hands with Donald Trump. This is crazy. This is over the top. This you can't make up. It's just like W, who I was no fan of, kind of fumbled, made some arrogant statements. Great job, Brownie. You know, the head of FEMA being a rube, a boob, whatever you want to call him. Didn't know what he was doing. Oh, I'm sorry. He was the exalted cyclops. No. That's only at one level. I haven't looked at it in a while. He was the head Grand Dragon for a while. Just in general, what is the head of the KKK called? Okay, I forget. It's something like there's two different names that they can give it. When it came time to elect the top official, exalted cyclops in the local clan. Yeah, that's the local guys, the cyclops. I knew that. No. Later, he became the big El Supremo. They tried to keep it secret, and he later got out, supposedly, if you believe that. Bottom line, he was a major clan leader. But imagine if we had images of David Duke holding hands with Donald Trump. But we don't have that because it doesn't exist. But this we do, Hillary Clinton kissing Robert Byrd and praising him hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. It's sickening. In fact, oh, we just happen to have video of him praising. Here it is right now. Here is Hillary. He had a Freudian slip. I said, here we have him praising him. Here we have her praising him.
Today, our country has lost a true American original, my friend and mentor, Robert C. Byrd. Senator Byrd was a man of surpassing eloquence and nobility. And I will remember him for many things, but most of all, for a heartfelt comment he made to me in the dark days following the attack on our country on 9/11. My state of New York was reeling, and we were scrambling to provide support and relief. Think of me as the third senator from New York, he said. And he meant it.
Think about this.
Thanks to the leadership.
She is praising a KKK grand supreme exalted one-eyed flying purple people eater, Grand Dragon Robert Byrd. I'm sorry, I got to make fun of these names. They're like that. And talk about ego trips. I don't give myself CEO of InfoWars or director or founder. And I'm not knocking people to give themselves titles, but, you know, I know people that own, like, ice cream shops. You know, they got two employees and they call themselves a CEO. But imagine calling yourself Grand Supreme Cyclopses. I mean, what the hell is wrong with these people? I'm sorry. Okay, I'm missing the forest for the trees. I'm just digressing into the weirdness. But you've got Robert Byrd, one of the leaders of the KKK, and she's in a love fest with him. It's just crazy. It's crazy. But the main reason I wanted to get our guest on is because he's always got really well-researched angles, and I always find him to be thought-provoking, so he's going to cover the news here with us in the next hour. Hold him a little bit in the next hour. John Rappaport, NoMoreFakeNews.com. Joins us via Skype. Again, we're a radio show that also simulcasts at television. If you don't have an affiliate in your area or on cable, you can simply go to InfoWars.com/show. And please always share that link with others so they can tune into reality as well. This is an info war. But I wanted to get him on because he wrote a really good article dealing with the fact that the media is looking at this backwards on purpose, making it about did her staff ever do favors, you know, for money that was given to the foundation. Of course they did. The whole thing's illegal. They've got secret bank accounts in like 10 different countries. They've got them up in Canada. The whole thing's a giant fraud. Some cases people are giving them hundreds of millions of dollars, and then Bill Clinton and she get on airplanes and fly to third world countries to give them uranium concessions. This is, you put money into her, and then she has the State Department give you U.S. policy instead of standing up and following what Congress says. And what the law is. This is total treason. This is her selling out America. This is what globalism is. This is like third world dictators that sit there and take money, you know, from wealthy corporations or countries to sell their people out. This is her treating us like we're Mexico. But I got to say, Mexico didn't even let foreign nationals come in. Let me pick one that's really been abused by multinationals. Nigeria. Okay, Argentina. China, when it was under colonialism. We're going to skip a summer break, but last one of the day. This is so incredible. And so we're going to break that down. We're going to look at the racism stuff. This is really a war right now, a referendum between the forces that are living in the real world and the forces that are living in fantasy land. Because everything they say about Donald Trump's the opposite. Now, let me be clear. I held my nose 16 months ago and started saying I like Trump more than the others. And then as I got to know more about Trump and research team, I started thinking, yeah, this is a good decision, so I'm going to start supporting him openly. And then as I got to know Trump better and I've seen what he's gone through and what he's done, total presidential material. And he really hates the New World Order. He hates seeing us get screwed over. He has a thing about himself being cheated, and he doesn't like it. So he identifies with the Republic. He wants to be the turnaround guy that saves the Republic. He wants to be beyond Nigel Farage, and I totally get it. The guy has a big ego. That's good. The guy's a man. He's aggressive. He is dangerous at some level, like any man that world leaders would actually have respect for. That means fear. But he is the polar opposite of the weak, sniveling, backstabbing, corrupt, wicked establishment Hillary of decade after decade, and we'd be out there on the streets in Austin and other areas. We play the clubs, and we say to people, well, who are you supporting? And they'll say, I'm not supporting Trump. You know, the unemployment, the government, and all the bad things that have gone on, and the establishment. And we'll say to people, we go, but Hillary is part of the establishment. They go, I don't care. I'm for. No logic. Twisted mindlessness. I mean, the entire power structure, foreign governments, world leaders, every criminal organization you can imagine hates Donald Trump. That's not reverse psychology. They're cheating in the polls. He's not getting any of the big corporate money. If he started getting a bunch of big corporate money, I'd be a little concerned. No, it's like he's getting nothing. And then I'm sure that we're seeing history. Don't just think that there's only evil in the world. It's always darkest before the dawn. That's how it works. For every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. This is universal law, people. And so Trump is a manifestation, a figurehead of us, of that energy. That's why when you get near Trump rallies or near Trump, I'm just remembering, I am higher than a... I am electrified right now. Whoa. Oh, my God. This is incredible. This is what freedom feels like. This is what getting the new order off our back in this spiritual blanket of evil. Oh. And let me tell you, no matter what happens to Trump, we're winning. Don't let them spin this if they kill him or steal the election from him, that, oh, you're discredited, your movement's discredited. They're giving us the fake script to follow. That's not what this is. This is a drowning man battling for the surface and gasping. We may not make it the first time. We may get a lung full of water. All right, John Rappaport is our guest. NoMoreFakeNews.com. I've thrown out a lot there. We've got a lot of news to cover, a lot of clips. I need to get you on more often because you're so good at jumping around, moving quick with me, John Rappaport. I've thrown a lot of issues out here. You write about them all eloquently. Do you agree with what I just said about Trump? Let's talk about the energy, the phenomenon. I don't know what you're going to say. I want to hear it. The listeners and viewers do. And where all this is going, and then let's go through these issue by issue by issue. But are we not entering the crucible? Are we not entering the true crossroads, a massive decision in the future of humanity? Because forget Trump. Isn't he, just like Farage of UKIP and the Brexit, isn't this a referendum against the media and against the establishment, as Trump has said?
No question about it, Alex. It's the people behind Trump, to the side of Trump, in front of Trump, around Trump. It's the populist movement where people are putting their eggs in that basket and saying, okay, look, we don't know necessarily about this guy. We don't know everything about him. We're going to see what happens. But the ideas and the energy are things that we, the people, have been talking about for a long time. Destroying globalism. Jobs leaving in America. Bring them back. Trying to figure out, how come all these people are coming into the country and there's no limit on it, no ceiling, and nobody's saying that there's ever going to be a ceiling?
And then we get the George Soros like emails, that. And it's admitted to make us poor and actually divide us and create racism. Sorry, go ahead.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the whole idea. And many of us have been seeing this for a long time. Okay, so this is an operation. This is a covert op. The idea is to overwhelm the country with so many people coming in for so many different reasons and all claiming that now we are the savior of the world. And so we're going to have 6-7 billion people living here because that's what America ought to do. And if they just back off and they don't do it and they refuse anybody coming in for any reason, then we're completely racist. So we see through all that crap. And people have been seeing through it for a long time. And we see through the whole inner city destruction that's happening with globalism. Hey, guess what? All of a sudden, there's no jobs left. There's no work left. All these manufacturing jobs have fled the country because they're allowed to, because they can go to some hellhole in the third world, produce the same goods, export them back here, and all of a sudden, they don't have to pay any tariffs. No taxes, no penalties, no nothing. And that's how the globalist game works. And if there were tariffs, those companies would be destroyed unless they came back here. And so Trump is talking about that. So for me, you know, I'm not a mind reader in the sense that I'm willing to go out and say, I know who this guy is. I know exactly what he really means. And I know exactly what he's going to do. Because frankly, I don't. But what I do know is that the energy and the spirit and the ideas behind this whole movement, which really, if you go back, were a lot of the same ideas around Ron Paul, who didn't have the energy and the muscle and the appeal immediately. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right, and Trump knows this, and he's punching through the media, and they know it. And so regardless of what happens here, this is a war. We have torn the hell out of the New World Order. We have brought so much more energy in. You can see the next wave of liberty is going to be even bigger. The New World Order, I believe, is bleeding to death right now and is doomed. The problem is, will it drag us down with it in its death throes? And that could take decades.
Yeah, and bringing up the media, that's crucial, because one of the major things that Trump has done is he said, you know, I don't care what you guys are saying. What do I care? You're all crazy. You're all sold out. You're criminals. You don't know what you're talking about. You're dumb. You're idiots. And that's the end of it. And all of a sudden, millions of people in America stand up and say, well, that's what we thought. We've been thinking about that for a long time, because we watch the news every night and we see how crooked these people are and how stupid and incompetent and how they're sold out and so forth. Now, if he brought nothing to the table except that, if Trump brought nothing except that, that would be a major victory to me. I mean, an incredibly major victory, I'm saying as a reporter, because the whole idea now is people say, well, you know, I don't have to buy what the media is saying. I know they're crooked. I don't care what they say. They can spin their lies forever, and we don't have to believe them. In fact, we'll just reject them out of hand and forget these people because, you know, they're just part of the same establishment that's trying to destroy us.
Let me ask you this, Rappaport. Obviously, they've been cheating on the polls. They admit they've changed the methodology on most of them. 3 to 15 points more Democrats, or they add a bunch of independents that they know are really Democrats, or they call the phone lines, people that they know are Democrats, and sample them as Republicans. This is all, I can't believe they actually put it in their methodology, like it makes it okay, like the Republicans going, well, we changed the rules where we ignore the popular vote, the primary. Well, so what if you change the rules? The election laws say one person, one vote. That's why they had to back off, because it is really illegal at the end of the day if they wanted that fight. But now it has swung some people in internal polls I know have been done. Trump is still ahead in some of these battlegrounds, but it's gotten closer because of that hoax that Trump's in trouble. So the self-fulfilling prophecy, how do we counter that, and how effective do you think it's been?
I think it's been very effective. I think people are waking up about the polls. I mean, I looked on a Reuters page the other day, and I saw two stories, one above the other, that were like 2 or 3 days apart. And the first story said, I think this was Reuters, you know, Trump way down in the polls. And the second story said, pulled even. He pulled even. I mean, you know, you just look at that and you say, these people are lying. They're crazy. CNN does the same thing. All these media outlets, they're scrambling, and people are seeing it, that the polls are completely rigged, that they don't make any sense. What we really have to worry about is Hillary's theft of the election. I mean, outright theft through.
And isn't it smart that Trump has put that front and center so people understand? And then they come out and say, we've never heard of this. Obama says, what's that? What's election fraud? That's ridiculous. That's the quote. But then they admit the Justice Department's putting 5 times more monitors out there to make sure illegals can vote. They're there to help the retail fraud. And the UN's putting 10 times the international observers in they've ever done. That's Reuters,
you know,
by the way.
I wish you would get Bev Harris on there.
We're trying.
I haven't been able to really. I've gotten a few quotes from her, but I mean, blackboxvoting.org, she's deeply investigating this system called GEMS, G-E-M-S. And what she's talking about, this is a software vote tabulating program that is responsible for counting 25% of the votes across America, 25%. And it is embedded in 5 different voting machine manufacturers, all the ones that people have heard about, Diebold, et cetera, et cetera. And this thing can take a vote, one vote, and it can turn it into 50 votes. You know, you go into the booth, you make one vote, and suddenly becomes 50 if the people who are manipulating it want it to be.
And they preset the algorithm where it's all preset for exactly the outcome they're going to have. But then to hide it in plain view, when they were still in the primary from Sanders in California, they met the day before with CNN and AP, with the super PAC people and the superdelegates, and they said, we have decided this is who's going to win. This is the number. They decided, set the number for the next day, let everybody vote, and then announce the winner. But they admitted they did it like it's okay. We admit we met and stole it from Bernie. It's this weirdness where they have the Republicans go on TV and go, we never take your popular vote. We're going to decide. See, I mean, it's mind control. It's a Jedi mind trick, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Members have been murdered, Chief Inspector.
We're interrupting your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancakes.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us, just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, for the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on!
It is a big idea. A new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him.
I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put them in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do.
Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. And why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you.
I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We aired that longer intro right there because Governor Jesse Ventura really wanted to talk to me, and he's usually not like, hey, have Alex call me right away. So I called him right away, and my gosh, for the three-minute break and the three-minute little promo intro, I've never heard him so on fire but focused. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals just refused with no comment to hear his case. And folks, I want to make something clear. I admire our soldiers, even if some of these wars are corrupt or bad. And I admire, you know, Navy SEALs and folks, and I know a lot of them, and Green Berets and Army Special Forces. Everybody knows that. But I'm against all these wars, and I don't like getting in the middle of the Chris Kyle, Jesse Ventura thing. But the jury saw the evidence, and the judge ruled in favor. Ventura's not doing this for money. He's not doing this to get money from Chris Kyle's widow, who I've seen on TV, and really great Second Amendment woman, amazing. The truth is, this was some bigger psyop. I don't think she was involved. Kyle got executed. I've talked to Navy SEALs. I've talked to famous operators that, you know, guard world leaders, you name it. It's known he was executed up outside Dallas for some reason. There's something big here. They're really scared of it. National security's come into it. This is really dangerous stuff for Ventura because the court even violated his own rules. His lawyer is one of the top ones in the country. Ventura's won a lot of lawsuits with him. He says he's never seen anything like this. When Ventura comes on exclusively Monday, I got to call him back today to get filled in on more of it. They're hiding something bigger. Forget Chris Kyle, forget his wife, all that stuff. And this was done to discredit Ventura so he couldn't run for president later. And regardless of what you think about Ventura, this was a psyop. And then Kyle had to be taken out to cover it up, just like they did with other famous military people that were used for PR purposes. It's very, very dangerous. Remember what happened with the football player and everything in Afghanistan. Remember what happened with Private Lynch with that fake story. They killed five members of her team in 1 week when they started speaking out saying it was fake. Jerry Bruckheimer actually directed it in the field with SAT cameras. That's in the London Guardian. That was all made up, fake. I mean, there was a real attack. She cowered. The men were the ones that fought and got, you know, killed, and then some got captured. The point is they want to put women in the military in frontline combat. It's all just PR BS. And so I've seen these things with Pat Tillman, you name it, where they kill them. And this is dangerous, 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 dangerous stuff. And I'm very sad for Chris Kyle and his wife. But the big news is, and I'm going to go to our guest, but this is really big, that they were getting up there testifying that that Ventura was taking money in the lawsuit from her, even though he spent as much in the lawsuit as he was going to get. And ladies and gentlemen, I just can't even believe it. I can't believe I live in such a Twilight Zone world. they were all testifying that it was her money, even though they had this $50 million insurance policy that would have covered it, you know, 10 times over. And the federal court overturned it and said they don't want that known. Think about that. They don't want it known. They want to just keep pushing the fraud that Jesse Ventura is suing a widow to get her personal money. All of it bull. And she's made more than $30 million herself. Again, I don't want to get into the whole middle of this thing. It's just crazy. Ventura's asking for a couple million dollars when they hurt the guy bad with that made-up story. And that's what Chris Kyle or whoever got for adding that little piece of bull in that book. So I've talked to folks that were there, Navy SEALs and Army people, that knew Chris Kyle, and they said, no, that movie's pretty accurate. In fact, he probably killed more people than that. And there's other guys in the Army that have killed more than Chris Kyle, by the way. But it's a whole other area where they've allowed the Navy SEALs to engage in PR propaganda stuff, and there's a reason the Army's never allowed it. It's super dangerous, and you see where all this stuff goes. But I'm going to stop right there, because he told me even more. It's like at a certain point, I'm like, people think they want to lead an exciting life, and I always wanted to lead an exciting life, but man, this is getting a little too exciting, because it doesn't stop. It doesn't let up. The crescendo is intensifying. All right, co-hosting with us, that's what he's doing, riding shotgun, is Mr. Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com. And we're going to go to him here in just a moment. I want to tell the listeners, I want to tell the viewers that we have come out with another amazing supplement at InfoWarsLife.com. And it is our goal, and it is our pledge, and it is our commitment to bring you the highest quality, most bioavailable, organic products out there. Selenium is so important to the body. It's a missing link, a missing element that most people are very deficient in. It's how your cells engage in electrochemical activity from the brain to every other cell in the body, but particularly the brain. Reproduction, all of it, it is king. And that's why they keep lowering the amount they say you need. Just like they tell you you don't need iodine, even though you'll die without it. The feds used to put it in the salt, folks. It raised IQ points 15%. And this goes with the X2. From InfoWarsLife.com, like a horse and carriage. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. I think we got like 26 nutraceuticals now, and some of them are very proprietary and very complex game changers. Others are just the best of absolute staples. That's what it comes down to, and I am so honored to be working with Dr. Grip and other top developers to bring you everything from the most bioavailable vitamin B12, methylcobalamin, secret 12, to the lung cleanse, to all of it. Okay, Mr. Rappaport, again, I want to go into analysis with you. We've talked about the state of the world, where we are, what's happening in the courts, what's happening in the media, this huge consolidation. Hillary openly fundraising with emails saying we're going to shut down the independent press when I get in, that they don't have a right to exist. These are unprecedented statements that Drudge warned of last year. What would you call the climate in the world right now, geopolitically, where the world is? Why are the elites so naked, so brazen right now? And then let's go through her health records. Let's go through the foundation. Let's go through the other big issues you've been writing about so eloquently at NoMoreFakeNews.com. John Rappaport.
We're seeing the extreme polarization, which has been coming for a long time. Freedom versus slavery, basically, is what it is. Individual freedom. Does a person exist as an individual? This is something I write about forever. I mean, there are sociologists out there, Alex, and I've quoted them before, that say basically the individual is some kind of an extinct concept that never really existed. I mean, these people are just infesting universities and journals. They're agents, they're covert agents. And they're trying to destroy freedom, and the very basis goes back to the individual. That's what they're after. The group is everything. What group do you belong to? You've got to find your group, and it's got to have a special need, and you've got to be a victim, and you've got to be talking about what other people are doing to you. That's your only ticket in this world now. That's all you can do. Join up. Find the right group. Find their language. Find their words. Parrot their stories. You're a member of a group. You don't really exist independently, when in fact, of course, the Republic was all about that. The Republic existed to limit government right from the beginning We know that this is where the seed of corruption starts, so we're going to limit what they can do. That was overturned, you know, gradually, a few hours after the ink was dry in the documents, but the ideas are there. And now what we're dealing with is polarization. And again, to get back to Trump, what he represents, whether you believe it as a real person or as a symbol or whatever, is a coalescing around that campaign of people who are saying, wait a minute, this is not a world of I've got to save everybody in the world and this is my mission in life because somebody taught me that in a university and I have no life or existence of my own. That's complete crap. I'm not going for that. That's PR. That's a psyop. That's the way they drag you in. That's the way they say, well, look, everybody in the world has to be saved, and we, your leaders, are the Jesus Christ who are going to do this, and we need you to help us. And if you don't, you're a corrupt criminal, terrorist, outsider, threat, et cetera, et cetera.
So this is total mind control. This is giving up your identity and becoming a slave. And your profession is how to be a disempowered crybaby.
That's right. That's your profession. So here come all the violent protests and so forth in the United States against police violence, which, of course, does exist. But the thing about these protests and the violence and so forth is that they are a smokescreen. They're pretending this is what's wrong with the inner cities in America. This is the real problem, is police violence. If we could solve $2 trillion, perhaps more, since 1966 on the war on poverty, where has it gone? What has it done? Things are worse now than they've ever been before.
It's been weaponized to make them disenfranchised as a beta test, and now it's being moved everywhere globally. Absolutely, a dastardly total plan to ship the jobs out and then scapegoat the cops that you throw in a rear guard action as the civilization collapses.
Exactly. And then, of course, if you want to talk about Second Amendment and guns, and let's say you had somebody sane in the White House, the first thing they would do is they would stand up with a global press conference and they would have a big board and they would say, you know what I'm going to do to curb gun violence? I'm going to show you where most of it is happening and who's doing it. I mean, wouldn't you think that's a plan? If you want to eliminate gun violence, let's find out where it's happening. So it's here. It's in this city. It's in that city. Here we go, folks. And who are the people that are doing most of it? Well, we call them, what's that word again? Gangs. That's right. We forgot all about that. How many times has Obama or Bush or even Clinton talked about that word in depth? Never. What's going on there? Well, they're part of the drug cartel operation. We can't disturb that because, I mean, they're distributing heroin and cocaine and so forth all over the country for the Mexican cartels and other cartels. Ooh, we better not. But that's where the violence is happening.
And that's the real total racism with the Democrats, Republicans involved as well, but they're the real quarterbacks in all those Democrat-controlled cities with Bill Clinton and MENA, Arkansas, bringing the cocaine in on record to bring it in and then have minimum sentencing when the black people use it. I mean, wow, she really did sit at the feet of Grand Dragon, Commander.
You bet. So they're destroying the inner cities, and then they're coming out and saying, okay, you can see from our protests that the real problem, the only problem, is cop violence in the inner cities. Come on, man. You know, I mean, I could go on, you know, for hours about this. This is all a smokescreen. Nobody in any administration in the White House since Lyndon Johnson, certainly, and before, ever wanted to really solve the problem of what's going on in inner cities. It's all a psyop. It's all meant to destroy inner cities, to create chaos, to create this bigger vortex that will suck everybody in the country down into it through guilt, shame, new laws.
And now under Agenda 21, they are going to force everyone to move into the compact cities or move poverty into little central cities with little skyscrapers right in the middle of small towns, like a invasion to then bring that scourge there. They admit this plan.
Exactly. It's like, okay, this is what we're going to do, folks. And you can't say anything about it because if you do, then you're a racist. Racism has nothing to do with this. This is a psyop, a covert op, the destruction of populations, the destruction of areas, bringing chaos to the entire country with the idea of destroying the entire country and erecting on it that little clip of Elder George Bush, a new world order. That's the whole point.
And now
that's
we have all the emails, and more are coming, where it's from George Soros and Hillary and everybody sending people dressed like Bernie supporters to attack Trump, to blame Trump and Sanders, her co-enemies. Sending in the radical Muslims to bring down Europe and admitting it's a destabilization program. We have the smoking guns.
It's absolutely there. And then in one of the, has to be the strangest presidential season that I've ever seen, and I'm 78 years old. Here you had, no matter what you think of him, forget that for the moment. On one side, you have this guy named Bernie Sanders. Over here, you have this guy, Trump. Now, you listen to them talking about globalism and the effects, and basically, you're hearing the same story from both of them. But they both hate each other, and they can't stand each other, and they're standing on the extremes talking about globalism. And here comes, up the highway, center stripe, in a big limo, the biggest globalist in America, Hillary Clinton, hoping to drive her way into the White House.
Absolutely. Stay there. John Rappaport, a total genius.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. Infidelbodyarmor.com. Just won't quit.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call talcum baby powder alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, so order your no-obligation free sample and for a limited time, get an unprecedented 25% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now to take advantage of this limited time offer. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913.
By the way,
children believed you could live to 103.
When I was sitting here during the break,
103 is forever.
I was thinking about a couple things.
So
and one of them is, I'm saying this is a foreign globalist takeover, and Hillary and the Pope and all of these other world leaders are saying it's a world takeover as well. But they say, we're liberal, so we need a liberal world government that's going to give free stuff to the third world. They've been exploiting the whole time. I mean, these are the exploiters. You can say we passively do it as well by supporting, you know, things that aren't free trade, fair trade, you know, research trade, compassionate trade. And I'm all about actually paying people more in the third world so it doesn't suck us down as well and builds them up. That's how you help people, is actually equitably building real things, not just exploiting them. But that's Henry Ford, a bad guy in some ways, but he said, I want to be able to have my employees buy the car. I actually want to build an economy. The globalists are having a system where they're ending the economy, where they tell Africa, you can't have cars, you can't have this stuff. But I saw a John Bound report this morning. He filed for InfoWars, and he was saying being anti-Trump is treason, or being a anti-Trump protester is basically treason. I thought, is that too strong? But then I started thinking about it. If people were working, say, for the Chinese or the Russians en masse, and they were trying to block roads and overthrow things and stop a presidential candidate, that would be foreign interference. And if a citizen did it, it would be treason. Well, these are globalist systems that are doing this. This is world government. And so it really is treason. And then they've used our open system to come in, turn our citizens against us, and actually become operatives. John Rappaport, please continue.
It is. It's a global operation. It's a globalist operation. It comes from all over the world. I mean, you cover Bilderberg more than anybody else. What are these guys doing sitting in castles and hotels and so forth from all over the world? Big shots, heavy hitters, bankers and so forth. They're planning the future. And in this future, people are slaves. That's the way it is. They don't want freedom. You think they're sitting around saying, you know, we want to liberate the individual. This is the most important thing in the world, boys. I mean, let's face it, we're all individuals. And so what we really want to do is liberate the individual all over the world. Yeah, sure, that's what they're doing. Why are they all sitting there and meeting in the first place? Because they're planning the future. I mean, this concept in itself is destructive. We're going to plan the future of the planet. Really? Well, who are you? 10 billion people? All this giant globe, you're the one who, you're planning the future. Wow. Where do you get that idea from? Well, the idea we get is that the individual human being is a biological machine that's out of control and is misprogrammed, and we have to reprogram him, and that's what we're doing. So shut up and let it happen, because that's where science is really going, and that's what we're doing, and this is the future. That's really the basis of the whole thing.
And that's the globalist admitted statement at the mid-level. Not for proletariat consumption, but at the higher level, it's to poison us, kill us, phase us out. And we see under their management, they are directly dunning us down and poisoning us.
Yes. And they also seem to believe that, well, a robot can do your job better than you can. And the robot will always follow directions. So what do we need you for?
They're psychopaths. They're saying we don't have a right to exist.
Exactly. It's the system that they're interested in. And I've been writing about this for years. People who are obsessed by systems, watch out. When a person is obsessed, okay, we have to impose this system and that system, and then that system is under this even bigger system, and that will save us all. That person is a psycho. That person is a
psycho. Right. It's the number one hallmark. Look at Hitler, how he loved all the marching parades and all that. And I mean, that's what they're into. They're into black uniforms. They're into rallies at night with fire. They're into pyramids where children are sacrificed. It's always the same spirit. We'll be back. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.